Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to take up some of your time.
No!
I didn't say it in a bad way.
It's the podcast that's meant to make your day a little brighter. And funnier.
Heck yeah.
And it gives you life tips and dog tips and writing tips.
That's right.
And it always starts with a random thought.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens in bed, sometimes happens in a car, sometimes happens in the kitchen.
Could happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
It's random.
And it begins right now.
With me today, as always, is the incredibly talented Carrie Jones, New York Times and internationally best-selling author and knower of lots of stuff.
And with me today is Sean Kelly Farrar. Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. Now he's a business owner, a super tall human being, and has a really cranky resting face. You would admire him.
Well, no, I just don't throw my middle name out there all that often.
Okay, it's random thought on the couch time.
Yeah, couch.
Yeah.
A little girl's sick.
I'm a little sick.
She's so sick.
I'm not this sick.
You are, baby.
But you know what? I realized that there, like, I know we have a ban on straws, but I'm now starting to understand why that's a bad thing. For some people, because if I'm just have a cold and I'm like, I can't drink that glass out of, like, water, liquid stuff out of a glass, I want a straw. Can you imagine what it's like for people who really have issues?
Yeah, not really, I guess.
I think it would be well, that's because you're not sick right now.
I mean, no, I'm saying I can't imagine it because I don't need a straw.
It must be so hard for them.
That really would be horrible.
So I sent Sean a text today.
Yeah.
And the text said our toilet paper isn't soft enough. And so he said, what did you say, baby?
I said I can get softer.
And so I thought he was going to go get soft toilet paper.
You didn't ask me to.
I thought that meant that you were.
No, we were way off base. I thought you were talking about on your butt.
No, I would never say that.
About on your
That's
nose.
Crude and crass.
So if I would have known it was about your nose, I would have got you some proper tissues, baby.
Dude, I would never say that about my butt.
Well, you've been using the same toilet paper for years. That's what threw me.
That's right. But what like, what's
oh,
different?
Her butt got tender all of a sudden?
What's different? I don't know if this is an appropriate conversation.
Why not?
Because
now it makes sense.
Now it makes it sound like your bum isn't tender. It's like.
Oh, well, you know.
I thought the callus
had fallen off all of a sudden or something. All
right, that means we're not using this.
Why not? There's nothing wrong with
dude,
that.
Dude, people are going to imagine my butt has a callus on it. And then
they're
the callus
know I'm
fell
just
off.
Joking.
No, they're not. No, no, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No.
There's no callus there.
I got to delete this.
Why?
Because I'm already sick. And now I am embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? You don't have a callus. You never bleach it.
Because we're talking about my butt, Sean. Stop talking about my butt.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Let's talk about your nose then.
All right.
It's all red and tender looking.
The callus fell off.
It's gonna have a scab on tomorrow, probably.
Probably.
Before a girl.
Yeah. Do I get any sympathy? No. Also, that was a disgusting
noise. That was you wiping your nose on your sleeve.
I don't wipe my nose on my... God damn.
Oh, why are you cussing on our voice?
Because it would be nice if you could occasionally just love me.
What have we been doing here for the last 3 hours?
You've been watching a comedy show that we've already seen and saying things like,
you don't have much of a sense of humor tonight.
We haven't seen that one. We've seen a similar one.
And taking my temperature with an external thermometer.
And what have I been doing with my hand? Cooling off your forehead?
No, yeah.
While you...
Well, sometimes.
Oh, could you put your forehead, your hand back on my forehead?
I have to ask you for
everything. Oh, can you put... Well, that's because my hand gets so hot, I'm afraid it's going to burst into flames and it's got to take a break.
I'm so sick.
That's all you poor
so
girl.
I'm so sick and you're so mean. You talk
How
about
am I
my,
mean?
You talk about my bottom.
Shh. That's gone. That's,
Don't touch
that's
my whole... lips. You'll get contagion.
I won't get sick.
Dude. Oh my God. I'm not taking care of you.
You never do.
That's a big lie.
Don't threaten me.
That is the biggest lie in the whole world.
Jesus.
That's such a lie. I make you food.
It's so warm.
I give you water.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. The last time I had the flu, I was so well taken care of. I drove you to New York.
It's not my fault you got sick all the way. And it wasn't New York, it was New Hampshire.
All the way from New Hampshire to Canada. But don't think it was like...
You know why you did that?
Because I love you.
No, it's because you can't give up control and let me drive the damn car. You
it's I
have
love
more
you,
faith in yourself
you
with like a huge monster fever
yeah, that's
than
right.
me normal.
That's right.
That hurts me.
No, it doesn't.
That hurts me inside so much. No,
you never really offered a judge.
I did
you
offer. I offered a million times, Sean. You don't remember because you were feverish and swerving all over the road.
Yeah,
but I offered. Did you come into my book event, which was the hardest book event I ever had? No, because you were sick and I let you sleep in the car and I didn't even give you a guilt thing about it.
Well, that's fantastic because you would have put all the other six people that were in that closet
in jeopardy. There were more than six people.
However many people were there, it was a tiny little space.
I know, but it was full of people.
And you wanted to drag me in there and contagionize everybody.
No, I just needed support. Everybody else had their sig figs.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there sig figs driving them thousands of miles
no,
in the course of a couple of days?
One flew from D.C.
with 147 degree fever.
You got the fever
on
the way. You got the fever on the way. And this isn't about you. This is about me.
No, it's not supposed to be about me.
It's about me. And I'm sick and you're not being nice. Because you talked about my
mom. No, I've been being very nice.
And then you implied...
You're just trying to throw me in the bus because all the people you're listening to... I am cutting you off before the people can hear more of your lies.
They're not lies. And then you say I don't take care of you. And that's
so hot.
A lie. Yeah, I am.
Well, you want a bag of corn to cover your whole face?
I can't... Stop. You gotta wash... You gotta Purell your hand now. He just put his monster hands all over my face and swished my nose. So obviously, I am going to have to put some of this onto the internet web's place of podcasting. Because when I'm dead, this will be evidence.
Evidence of what?
That you killed me.
How did I kill you?
By smothering me with your giant hand.
Oh, because a recording of audio is evidence.
The police...
Baby, get your hand off.
Emily will know.
Get your hand off of my face. You're covering
no,
your mouth.
No, but they'll be like, this is where he got the idea, and that's how she's smothered.
Baby, stop. I can't breathe.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I don't know why we're married. If only.
Writing tip of the pod.
Apologize because apparently when I have a fever my voice becomes like a little baby child and I'm super whiny, like the stereotype of a man. I'm sorry that I also said the D-A-M-N word twice.
Oh yeah, you potty mouth.
The modifier god.
Oh, you potty mouth.
Alright,
wait, I had something to say too. Sometimes I kind of talk to you like a poop when I hear these things, but I want to say that what it is, if you notice, we always end on a good note with laughter. And while you might think I'm being mean to my darling Carrie, a long setup for the joke at the end. I never talk like that in real life. I love you, baby.
Yeah. Do I have to say it back? I feel pressure.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I know we always try to be positive because we are positive people.
Cough.
Yeah. I didn't even have to cough. I was like, who are you writing this for? Anyways, but New Year's, it's a little frustrating.
You're a horrible human being. Okay.
That's because it's all about goals and new starts. And how,
you need a new start.
Every day should be a about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wake up, run through my goals, and be like, this is a brand new day. And then you're like, crap, I failed in my goals. Crap, I need new goals. Crap, why is this party boring? Oh, wait, because Sean's not there. Crap, should my new goal be to never attend a party?
And so on. But that pressure to be Instagram-worthy, to be super achiever goal person, to be extra. That's what makes New Year's suck. And at this house, we like to just celebrate that we're still alive, talking to each other, not bankrupt, and not in jail. It's a way better that way because there's not so much what?
Pressure! Dun, 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 dun. A long time ago, back in the 80s, that's the 1980s. This guy, insert Russian name here. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. Say it. Pronounce it right there, bitch.
Yeah, sure.
I like it. Go ahead.
Csikszentmihalyi.
Was studying happiness. As if his name was not enough happiness. He gave people pagers. Remember, this was in the 1980s when pagers were in their heyday. Then he and his research assistants would send the people messages at random times and ask how they were doing, feeling, what they were doing, etc. It sounds a bit like when your mom texts you, honestly.
Honestly?
Honestly.
Honestly. And he discovered flow. People were happy when they were super engaged in the task that they were doing. And people weren't happy when they were doing nothing. They were happy when they were involved in something.
Minds were blown.
When people were in the flow, they forgot about time and space and all the other detritus in their lives. They were so focused on the now, on what they were doing. What they were doing might be writing or sports or hanging out with other humans, art, having their husband torment them, and so on. But for them, the involvement was so intense that they became engaged and absorbed into it and were happy.
Writing should do that for you. And I just want to interject here that you just admitted that my torment ends with you being happy.
No, I was lying. I was just kidding.
You're so funny.
So here's a writing tip of the pod, condensed after all that background info.
If you aren't in the flow, why are you writing?
Dude.
What?
Why?
I know. Don't do something that doesn't make you happy. Yeah. Give yourself 10 minutes. Set a timer. If it isn't working, get up and go back later. Life is too short to be unhappy. Make that your New Year mantra. Life is too short to be unhappy. Listen, the dogs are smarter than people. So you can be happy.
Oh my gosh.
Dog tip for life.
Fun and work aren't mutually exclusive. Having fun and being useful aren't either, man. So pull out your inner dog and go with the flow this year. Look for the flow and explore it. You know what I mean? Like,
I know what you mean. You should definitely be in the flow. Don't be a salmon. Salmon swim upstream.
I know. I just don't.
It's so much work. And all they do is die in the end. So,
but you want to be in the flow. Do you get what I mean about how dogs, like, they like, a border collie's purpose is to what?
Border collies. Sure.
Oh, my.
What's your language? Herd sheep. They're a herding dog.
And are they happy when they're doing that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So they're working, but they're also having fun, right? Like a German Shepherd, or he's happy.
Well, he's chewing on somebody's ass.
You just said the worst word of the whole podcast after telling me not to say friggin'.
Oh, son
of
a gun. That's not a bad word.
Having fun and being useful aren't, like, mutually exclusive either, right? Like, a lot of us think that work sucks and is horrible, right?
Right.
Because we think it can't be fun.
That's right.
Because we think useful things can't be fun. But, like, reading a book is fun for a lot of us.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Also useful.
Could be.
And dogs seem to really know that. They have purpose and the work thing going on, but they also have fun and are really happy when they do that.
That's right.
And so we all need to find the things that make us happy to go with that flow, or to find it in our work itself, or to change our job so that we can, if we have the privilege to do so, if we can, so that we can go be happy. Mm-hmm. Work shouldn't be hell. Hell's for children. Like the Pat Benatar song.
Right. That's right. We should make children work so we don't have to. But yes, you're right. Dogs are always in the... They're happiest. Happiest when they're working.
Yeah.
Or doing whatever their job is. Not all dogs are working dogs, but that's where they're totally in their flow.
And that's what that 80s experiment was kind of showing,
and
too.
If you could find that alignment of happy mixed in with your work, man, how happy would you be in general? Did I interrupt you?
No.
Is that why you're holding your head?
I'm holding my head.
You got brain freeze?
You know,
so what were you saying, Lef?
When you take a theater class, one of the things that your teachers make you do, like in beginning acting, is you look at the lines that your character has and what their objective is like, what are they trying to get out of the other people in that scene, right?
Right.
And then like some really good, cool plays, like from the mid last century, like Tennessee Williams and Arthur Miller, they would have... Not everybody's character's objective is the same thing. Their wants, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're doing a podcast, I feel like we're characters pulled out of one of those old plays.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what the heck? How are we even in the same room? We don't have the same...
Oh, it's probably because I took the improv class.
So we didn't
learn that. It was theater or improv, and I chose improv. So... But I'm sorry, I stump you sometimes. Sorry, get off track.
If there's
one thing you can take from this little speech of mine right here, is that you should try to have the very best brand new year you can in like another day and a half. Try to live in the flow.
Oh, no.
Next year.
And listen to your friends.
Yeah.
It's okay to occasionally have the same objective.
Oh, yeah.
Merry New Year.
Wasn't that the objective? What I just said? Kind of?
Oh, yeah.
Happy New Year. How you doing?
Thank you for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast. Hopefully make you smile tiny bit, or at least say, I'm so glad I'm not them.
Yeah.
For more of the awesome tips that go along with this podcast, check out Carrie John's book, Stop Blog.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say, man.
That's what you're gonna
like,
say?
Subscribe, do all that stuff that they tell you to do.
Yeah. That'd be cool if somebody would. Has anybody?
I don't know. We have a lot of listens.
Yeah.
No, we do have subscribers.
I want some subscribers and some likes. Like, at least for the new year.
Well, then you gotta share the podcast.
I share it.
You have to comment and share it, babes.
Does that make a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate Facebook. All that work.
Anyways. For the more intellectual and intelligent tips that go with the podcast, check it out on the blog. We're available on multiple platforms somehow.
Because Carrie's much more intellectual when she's in work without me around.